The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza. It's one in the books, two to go. It's more The Big Show. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. It is Nick Sciarra, Barry Laminack, and myself, Joel Blank, as we continue to roll on for the latest in all of the up-to-date rumors and the facts of what might be going on in Indianapolis. We're going to go to Barry Warner. No, we're not. We would never do that to you because that would be ridiculous on so many fronts. Kind of like being suckered into believing Russell Wilson was just traded.
Oh, hate you.
But there was an actual trade, and I guess he has a lifelong desire to play for the Yankees, and a trade was orchestrated just in case and so that he can go to the training camp facility, the Yankees, during spring training in the off seasons, and still keep his baseball Jones alive, I guess.
Is that what it is?
He says he won't. He doesn't want to play, be like Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders, but that he's actually had a long statement thanking the Rangers for giving him the opportunity to at least put the uniform on of the team that he loves in the Yankees, and that he just, you know, he's going to go. They said this year he will be at training camp for a while.
Interesting.
It is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that is kind of weird. So somebody texted and said Barry Warner greater than Barry. Now you guys are getting ridiculous. Now you're just trolling me. All right, stop trolling me. Todd Haley to the Colts, do you think? Meh.
I think his wife prevented that deal from ever happening.
Yeah.
Ever since the infamous whatever happened out there on New Year's Eve in a bar in Pittsburgh.
Right.
I think people are starting to go, well, you're coming with a little extra baggage we probably don't need. And since you both seem to like to get out and drink too, we'll pass on that one.
Yeah, a couple more texts from the text lines. Coma Guy texted in. Hey, guys, enjoyed your first show. That was from Coma Guy. That's OU Mike, by the way, if you don't know. Coma Guy. OU Mike will always text in and be like, hey, man, really enjoyed this Astros World Series. Signed, Coma Guy. Like, he's been in a coma for...
Yeah, I got that. Nick, I don't know if you got that.
No, he didn't. Josh Beaumont said, would Arians go back to Indy? No, he retired. I don't think he would.
I don't know that he really retired, but the biggest thing is he's got health concerns.
No, he retired.
No, he's got health concerns because they were thinking about making a move, too, and I think he's got to get that right first, and then he'll reevaluate if he's going to really retire or if he's going to explore other options.
How much would it take Dungy to come back to Indy?
Ooh.
100 mil brought Gruden out of the booth. That was from Titan Hugo. That's a good question.
I like that idea.
That is a very good question.
Because the other one was, you know, to salvage everything, bring Peyton Manning back as the head coach. He's never had any coaching experience. I understand he ran the offense. I understand all the things that people are going to say, but I don't think that you just all of a sudden give the guy the reins of it's not the NBA. You don't just say, hey, Peyton, you're done. Here, coach the team.
Right. Lamont had a good Texan slogan, a fake one. Bulls on charade.
I do like that one.
God, I love that.
That's very, very good.
I guess we should start coming up with terrible slogans for the Texans.
He's got to be the first one to come up with that. We need to publicize and make sure we give Lamont credit at all times for being the first to come up with that.
Bulls on charade is hilarious.
It's very, very good.
Lamont, well done, my friend. That's really good. I don't know if that's going to be beat.
Not as good as Pursuit of the Eight spot a few years ago.
Pursuit of the Eight?
Yeah, that
wasn't it. Jennifer Grey was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off as the sister.
Right, and she still had the schnoz, too.
Right, and then this is Demetrius. Jennifer Grey made a movie called Wind. Whatever. Jennifer Grey got the nose job in the middle of filming the movie. So at the beginning of the movie, she has the old nose, and halfway through, she has the new nose.
That's hilarious.
And
that's
looks
true.
Completely different.
And that'd be hilarious. Didn't have a very big production budget for that
great movie.
Can
you imagine? Oh, great, Jennifer. Now we got to CGI your old nose on there. You know how much extra that's going to cost us? God, what a bitch. Like, you couldn't have waited.
You think about it. Like, you know, nowadays, Mark Wahlberg, just for what? Were they just voiceovers? And he got 1.2 mil extra.
For what?
That was a big deal in the last
movie.
Oh,
yeah.
So think about it if you had to redo it. Well, because Kevin Spacey, there was a movie that was 3/4 of the way done, and they had to redo the whole thing and all of his scenes to take him out so they could get the new actor in after all the stuff came out on him.
Yeah.
That had to cost a ton.
Oh, yeah.
And the agents aren't going to go, we'll give you a pass on that. He's just going to come back and do it. Nope.
Cha-ching.
They're getting paid.
Yeah, no, they want that money for sure. All right, I caught up on the text line. That was all the different texts.
Okay. By the way, your boy looks like he might be on hold. Is that Jerry?
Oh, is that Jerry?
If that would be a day late,
you know
dower
it, you
short.
Know it, you know it.
Dude, what's up, Jerry? Long time no talk, man. How you doing?
I know. I've been actually doing some work for a change. So, you know, I've been listening.
Good for
and
you.
And, yo, on a side note, drive safe out there today because I saw three accidents right in front of me, man. This is madness out here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's pretty hot out the window. It doesn't look good.
What's that?
I said, I'm looking out the window. It doesn't look good.
It's not. These people don't know how to drive here. So, listen, you guys just had your one-year anniversary yesterday, so I wrote a quick tribute to you guys. Can I read it? I don't get the 1 minute buzzer, okay?
I cannot wait for this.
All right.
This is going to be. Are you?
I put a lot of work into this.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Don't curse.
No, I won't. Come on. Who are you talking to?
All right. Well, you did. You did call my mouth a whore once.
Yeah, I probably did. Sorry about that.
All right.
Well, true statement. All right. Barry, Joel, and Nick, you've given us so much this past year in one day. You've taught me about life and love. You've broached topics and dispensed knowledge that so many people, whether they want to believe it or not, needed to hear. Topics such as cat vomit. What happens to the human body after ingesting 3 pounds of artificial sweeteners? To the proper way to cover a public toilet seat. I've experienced so many wonderful things listening to you all. I've learned that Nick does not have the ability to grow a full goatee. That Joel's house has now been turned into an ASPCA shelter. From the first time I laid eyes on you, Barry, through the crack of a public bathroom door, I knew that we had something special. Although I've never been in a buckle store, Joel, you've taught me that they have a wonderful selection of dungaree. I wish you many years of success in the future and can only dream one day of blocking one of Joel's errant jump shots. And in conclusion, I leave you with this. Yeah, boy. You like that?
Racket.
That was great, Jerry.
You completely made up for being a day tardy.
Yeah, that was awesome, dude.
I literally wrote that by talking to Siri sitting in a parking lot. So I love you guys. Keep doing what you do.
Appreciate you, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank
we
you very
you,
much,
brother.
Man. Yeah, don't be a stranger, but no keep doubt. Working. We know you have bills to pay. That was great. I totally forgot about the toilet seat, the triangle of safety.
Yeah, the bird's nest.
The bird's nest. Yeah, I've always called it. Since you made
forgot
that
about
one.
That.
Yeah, there was a lot of things. I love that your house is an ASPCA.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's
awesome.
Not far
and
off.
Nick can't grow a goatee. I love that you got the grief for the beard thing and not me.
Yeah, he's mentioned it before, though. It's not the first time
right.
he's made fun of my goatee, but yeah.
That was awesome. That was good stuff.
Yeah, it was good. We actually were wondering yesterday what happened to Jerry.
Yeah.
So now we don't have to ask any further.
That's funny.
Anybody watch the game last night?
I did.
I forgot
I
it was
not.
An early start.
I haven't been watching the road games, man. The past
Why not?
Three road games I haven't even.
The hell have you been doing?
You don't have Comcast
watching.
Or something?
No, I just haven't been watching it. I didn't really. I don't know why I didn't care to watch the game on the road against the Spurs. I didn't care about last night. I just didn't care.
Well, you got a life?
I something? Guess. Finally.
That's not excusable.
Yeah.
I don't see. Yeah. My thought during the whole game was, damn, the Nets won't go away.
They're a good
young team.
They won't
go away.
I give Kenny Atkinson, who was the one-time player development coach under Jeff Van Gundy here for the Rockets, who's a great dude but a real student of the game, I give him credit because he has a pretty crappy roster, but they play hard every night. They got guys that are busting their tail. They got a guy named Spencer Dinwiddie that was going to be a lottery pick or a top first-round pick and blew out his knee in college, and they took a chance. They got him. He's gotten fully healthy, and he can score a little bit, but they really have nothing, and they're not the Suns or some of the ass bottom. At least they're competitive. But I just was waiting for that switch to be flipped at some point where the Rockets ran away. But the good news is that's another game that in years past the Rockets might screw around and find a way to lose, but Paul and Harden stepped up and they look good.
Yeah, and not only that, but the Warriors have lost two in a row now.
Now I watched that game
Rockets
last night.
Rockets are
I don't know
a
if you
game
guys
out.
Watched that. Yeah.
The Rockets for everything, including that long. Remember that losing streak? It seems like so far away now, but that for all of that, and then the big lead that they had, they're still just a game. They're hanging with the Warriors. If you're a Houston Rockets fan, you should be.
Ecstatic.
And don't start this. I know the trade deadline is tomorrow. Don't start coming up with all these cockamamie trades on what they need to do. Are you guys in agreement that if they don't do anything, that they're still okay? I know you think that they need depth at the center position.
And
but
I wrote
even
an article,
don't
think they
it,
should touch a trade.
Even if they don't get it, they don't need to go out and do anything. And I know, Nick, you've mentioned chemistry. So that's why I say I think we all agree. Don't force it just to make a move, Daryl.
Now, that's a Daryl move.
I know. Daryl's that's why made a I called trade him every out specifically.
Year. But there's a reason why on SportsMap I said wait till these guys get bought out. This is a year where you don't mess right. with a trade, where you subtract anything from what you already have. Because once the trade deadline passes and teams just work out buyout deals, someone is going to be available. And it doesn't mean it was one of the three guys I mentioned or someone else mentioned. As long as there's someone you can add that gives you a little better option at depth and insurance than Tarik Black, that's all you need.
Yeah, I the only problem with that, and I'm for keeping the core and keeping the team as it is, but the other question you have to bring up is this the team that can beat the Warriors or can go to the finals? And I don't know if you can do that. If you're okay... Because Joel and I disagree with that. He thinks an appearance at the Western Conference is not good enough. And you think an appearance in the finals is absolutely necessary. I personally am okay if they get bounced in the Western Conference finals.
I appearance in the Western Conference finals is good. It's good enough if they're competitive with the Warriors and lose a tough series. If they do what they did a couple years ago and just get there and then just give up big leads, crap to bed, and can't close out games, then people are going to be pissed off.
Yeah. Well, but I've had this conversation with you, and I said, if they bounce in the Western Conference finals, and your specific response was, no, that's not good enough. And so my question would be is, do you think this team can get to the finals with the way it is right now?
What Barry just said is exactly why I think they can. Because of the fact that, look, whether you call it complacency, whatever you try and put on it, Golden State right now has got some issues. They got a toughness issue. They've got a chemistry issue. They got just absolutely wasted last night by the Thunder. I think a bigger thing is, which team of the two has to go through an Oklahoma City team in a 7-game series before they get to the Western Conference Finals? Because you don't want to get too beat up in the West before you get to the biggest series of the year that everybody wants, which is Rockets-Warriors. And that's going to be a factor. That's why when Barry says, look, the objects in your rearview mirror are closer than they appear, only one game out, it's a pretty good deal if you're the Rockets. Because if the Warriors are struggling with complacency, you're looking at an Oklahoma City team that's just trying to get right, so they're probably not even going to get to the top four,
yeah.
But they might. Right now, you're sitting in the driver's seat going, look, I just want to make sure I have a better record than the Warriors because I want them to take on OKC, not me, because I feel pretty good about where I'm at, what my roster looks like, and if all I got to do is worry about depth up front, I'm in a pretty good place.
Yeah, and just a side note, if they go to the Western Conference Finals and let's say they get swept, that's not cool. Like, I'm not
that's
cool
what
with
I'm
that.
Saying.
Yeah, I'm with you on that part.
I think one of the things, though, is I wouldn't mind a trade if it meant you could get out from under Ryan Anderson's contract. Now, that's a scenario where if maybe you're getting a guy that, you know, at a power forward position, that's not an elite, but Ryan Anderson's not elite at the power forward position, and he's not lived up to his money, right? So we talked about, I read you guys and showed you statistics to show when they signed him, his stats now are equal to what they got when they signed him. So you're kind of getting what you paid for. But if there was that opportunity, yes. Otherwise, I'm with you, Joel. Just sign somebody that's been bought out, add some depth to the team. Maybe the guy is going to, you know, he's going to be the third option at center. Maybe you get a 10th guy in the rotation.
A veteran locker room presence.
Yeah.
There's but been other rumors, than that, Barry. You never know. They might get, I mean, there's been rumors. I just don't know how true they are. About him potentially moving Anderson.
I think they'll get as much as they possibly could out of Ryan Anderson starting tonight.
Okay.
He's hurt.
Oh, yeah.
He just hasn't been anything. But here's the thing. You got to find a taker for that contract. I don't think anybody's clamoring,
no.
regardless of the price tag, but because of the price tag alone, going, Ryan Anderson could really help my team. You know, so in order to sweeten the pot, you're probably going to have to look at giving up someone on your roster and or some trade chips, like, you know, things you might be sitting on, like draft picks or the rights to some players overseas that people know you got that you're stashing away. And I don't know if they want to go through all that. I don't know if it's worth all that. Because when Ryan Anderson is Ryan Anderson, at least even if it's a shell of himself, he can make threes and he can help you better than some of the other options you have when you put them into the lineup. So, I mean, yeah, if you could find ideally a home for Ryan Anderson. The other thing Daryl's going to worry about is his cap. You don't want to take anything back that's going to cap string him.
No.
For free agency and for years in the future.
Yeah. But it's like Ira Allen Brown said on Twitter, he's going to, you know, Morey's going to pimp somebody. He's good at that.
He's great
at
it.
He's good at tricking GMs, I guess you could say.
That's also why most general managers don't want to deal with him anymore, because they don't like the look of being fleeced.
That's the problem.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to get to a break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. But right now, I want to tell you about that Houston Rockets team because they are playing good basketball. We just mentioned it. I think it's five in a row now. They play on the road again tonight against the Heat. Then they come home. They're offering two packages right now that are perfect for you because you can get five-game stretch run ticket packs now for as low as $132 a ticket, and there are some really good games in either package plan. The three-point package has a playoff rematch with the Spurs along with the Pistons, Hawks, Suns, and Blazers, and the slam dunk package has a rematch with the Clippers, the Pelicans, Bulls, Wizards, and the only H-Town appearance for Westbrook, Paul George, and the OKC Thunder. Either way, they're great packages at an affordable price. For $132 for a lot of other sporting events in this town, you're paying that just for one game. $132 gets you five games with the Rockets. Check them out at 713-627-DUNK. You can also lock on to Rockets.com. Check what's going on there. And also, while you're at it, if you are a hooper and you want to play a little three-on-three, the Blacktop Challenge that is on the hardwood is the Blacktop Battle on the Hardwood presented by ZTE, and it's coming back February the 17th. The adults are going to play at the University of Houston Wellness and Recreation Center, while the juniors 17 and under are at the gym in Humble. Either way, both venues will have a three-point contest, dunk contest, and a championship games, which will be set up at the Toyota Center on February the 24th. All the information also on Rockets.com, Blacktop Battle on the Hardwood presented by ZTE. But check them out for those ticket plans, 713-627-DUNK or Rockets.com.
ESPN 97.5. But I'd been forgotten, I Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, there's a internal controversy brewing between Belichick and Brady. And due to a technicality...
Don't you turn that up in my ear.
...and a flag thrown, Barry's just been disqualified because of Nick.
Nope.
This is not taking pre-2000, as Barry pointed out on his own list.
Is this not pre-2000?
I'm not taking this L. I don't know. Is it?
I think it is.
There is a scramble on Google
I'm pretty sure it is. 95. Boom.
Okay.
Boom.
This is still not the version I sent you.
It's close enough.
No, it's not.
It sounds country.
It's not even close.
Yes.
Because I would never send you this stupid-ass song. I'm so angry right now.
Haven't you played this before?
I can't even see straight.
You've played this song before.
No, I haven't. I've never played this song.
Yes, you
I
have.
Would never play this song.
No,
are you
it was
kidding
me,
me,
but you might have played it too.
By the way, so like, your no, list me, is so you... unoriginal that you kept the tradition alive that one of the most played and at least making appearance in almost every Way Back Wednesday is appearing again, thanks to you.
Every white wedding in America does the Cotton Eye Joe.
It is true, Nick.
And it's not this version. It's the, now what you say, boss, but a little bit louder.
Let me say this. It's white wedding in the South for sure.
Yes. Every wedding in Texas with white people in it does the original Cotton Eye Joe.
I've been to like one
and by
white
the way,
wedding in
I'm
Texas.
I'm not saying Cotton Eye Joe because that's not how we say it in Texas. We say Cotton Eyed Joe. We put a D on the end even though you're not supposed to. But yeah, that's a staple and then you've ruined it. And don't play it now because it curses and you're not going to be able to bleep it.
Well, I want
to
know what it sounds like.
No, it's too late. You've ruined my hour. I just want you to know that. I hope you're happy. I want a divorce. That's a little sneak peek into how a marriage goes. That's exactly how a marriage works.
Yeah. Nick, be ready for that. An expensive wedding. So just you got so much to look forward to, young man.
Yeah. Speaking
I'm
of
not really budgeting for that.
Yeah,
right
with
now,
that
so.
Being said, Kyle's been holding a little bit because we have so many people that want to get in here in so many different ways that sometimes we can't accommodate them immediately.
Shortest
but we appreciate
wait
you hanging
time
in.
Or something.
Kyle, you want to talk about the cost of weddings and funerals. What's up?
Oh, man, you were talking about it, Joel. Just how many things can just irritate you at how much they cost. Like, when me and my wife were getting married, the one thing I told her I was not paying for under any condition was one of those stupid photo booths.
Yeah.
And, you know, and my in-laws didn't have a lot of money, so luckily my parents helped me out, and I saved, and I was paying for it. What's the one thing her in-laws paid for was a damn photo booth. I was so mad. But
how much did it cost? Do you know?
It was almost $1,000.
Oh, my God. For people to take pictures, and you already had a photographer.
I already filled out
for a photographer and all this other stuff. I was like, this, no. And she's like, well, my parents are paying for it. It's like, they should pay me.
Yeah.
I'm already paying for this other stuff, but funerals, if anybody, nobody wants to deal with it. But, man, when you deal with it, I had to deal with it. My father-in-law passed away not long after we got married. Whatever you do, do not buy a casket at the funeral home. Because this, kind of, I mean, it's sad that he passed away, but it was funny because I made the funeral home mad. Because I was like, told my mother-in-law, I was like, look, don't buy it there. They wanted like $4,500 for a casket. Well, we found a place in town, and the funeral home was out in Columbus. So I actually drove it out there myself. It was like a third of the price. And they got mad because they were getting a delivery from the same place I bought it from the next day.
Kyle's out here at Costco buying, buying caskets. Hey, can I borrow your flatbed? I'm going to go buy this casket from Costco. Appreciate the call, Kyle. He's out there just
so right.
Bargain shopping on caskets.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's like I was trying to get the proper analogy where you go, instead of buying where you shop around, if you walk into the showroom and you just buy with right off the bat, you're going to get upcharged like that. But that's exactly what happens at funeral homes. But the other thing is, and take it from me, that because I have friends that own flower shops, the other thing is the flowers. And here's the thing. If you're out of town, like someone that, like say someone I grew up with passed away unexpectedly, and they call a flower shop back in Milwaukee to make arrangements, the flower shop in Milwaukee, if they know you're never going to see the flowers,
right?
You're never going to know, they're going to take the ass bottom of the barrel of what they have ready to wilt and fall off whatever trees they have in terms of their flower selection and make something, and just so that they're getting rid of their crap stock because you're never going to see it.
Right.
And no, and at least the people are going to, and they're so, I think we've grieving.
Had this, yeah. I think we had this discussion before because I remember Patrick Randall, who listens all the time, owns a flower shop, and he was saying the same thing. He was validating what you said, and that flowers can be really, really expensive.
No doubt.
And he was saying, I think he even texted earlier that, or maybe it was on Twitter, but he was talking about, yes, all the things that you get sent in flowers, weddings, funerals, stuff like that, those are all huge money sucks because partly because of the flowers.
Yeah.
I got your song now if you want it.
No. No. I don't care now.
All right.
You know what?
I'm trying to admit to my mistake.
You just, you're sleeping on the couch tonight.
So this is the song that I played.
It's crap. It's a crap version.
And this is the song I was supposed to play.
So much better.
Sounds exactly the same. Exactly the same to
no,
me.
No. That's an actual fiddle. Yeah, you know.
No difference whatsoever.
That's not in the Cotton Eye Joe. That's not. Yeah, there's no Jersey Shore douches. There's not happening.
By the way,
the
that link
Eye
you
Joe.
Sent me, no lyrics. There was nothing to bleep.
Then maybe I sent you the right one. No, you probably just didn't listen long enough.
I listened to the whole thing. Well, not the entire thing.
You skimmed it, obviously.
I did. Well, you said it was in the beginning, so I skimmed the beginning part.
Okay, well, you missed it. Don't they do curse, though. Joel can validate that.
They do. And by the way,
they love to say, they like all these, like, usually it's very conservative old white people think that they're gangster because they're on the floor in a circle and they all go, bullsh, and then they'll say it and be like, oh. They're like, they turn into 5-year-olds because they think it's hilarious that they can all yell that word at the same time. It's really weird. White people, we have some weird things we do. We're proud of it, though. We love the Cotton Eye Joe.
For the most part.
Yeah, we do.
We own them.
We do.
But yeah, you're exactly right on that. Chris Davis said, by the way, that Barry's going to trade Nick for future consideration.
I am. I absolutely am.
Before the deadline.
You're on the trading block. I want you to know that.
I'm not going to sign a no-trade clause.
I'm going to trade you for Jose.
Well, if you're not going to sign it, then Barry can trade you.
I'm going to trade you for Jose.
I have a no-trade clause. That's what I meant to say.
That's what you meant to say, but instead you didn't.
Too late.
It's in there. I've seen it.
No, I'm trading you for Jose Partida. Intern Trey.
I'm worth way more than Jose Partida.
Let me finish. I've got a deal in place already. It just came across the wire. Jose Partida, intern Trey, and the rest of the chocolate chip cookies. I think that's a fair deal for
you.
No,
it's not.
Yeah, I think
so. You're going to bench a role player for a starter. Listen, is what you're doing.
You pissed me off. This is a salary dump. That's all this is.
And you can't. You are one of the guys that LeBron doesn't like in the Cavs locker room.
You're out. Yeah.
Because you can't pull a McDaniels. You can't give us the wrong information, say you didn't sign your no trade, and then go back on it. I'm sorry.
How is intern Trey included in the deal?
Oh, he's valuable, man.
No, he's not.
He gets some value in return.
Yeah.
At least intern Trey listens.
Trey's the guy that, okay, so I'm basically getting a starting QB And then I'm getting a backup and Trey that can run the board. And then I'm getting delicious cookies, which is really the kicker for the D.
And you're getting a guy that if you tell him what to do, he's not only heard your request, he is going to try and fulfill it. In the process, he might endure bodily harm or something might happen in his vehicle or otherwise. But he's going to try his best to make it happen, as opposed to flippantly just putting it on the wayside to play what you want to play. What? If you tell Trey that you want to, like, for instance, Trey, I need you to do this. Trey's going to go through a wall to try and get it done for you.
That's
now,
true.
He might suffer bodily harm and his car might break down.
And it's
or he might
be,
lose his keys.
And it probably won't be done very well.
If you tell Nick and you say you want the Kid Rock version, he's going to go, yeah, but the first song that popped up was actually the Ed Sheeran version. I'm going to go with that instead.
Yeah, I can see that.
I heard no difference between the two tracks. I thought they sounded exactly the same.
You know,
that's why you don't go to weddings.
That's what I was going to say. You've never been to a wedding.
Well, usually when country music is being played, I'm taking a seat play. I'm not dancing to no damn country music. I'm sorry. I just don't do it. I've done it before,
how
but you have to instruct me.
Nick, how are you ever going to get a white woman in your life if you don't dance country music?
Do you have to? Is that a requirement?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you've got
to
know how to
make a slump buster a lifelong pal.
White females know how to, need to call in and I think this, we have to confirm this.
You've
got
to know how to two-step to get a white
girl.
No,
you don't.
Yeah, you
that
do.
That is so not
it's
true.
Don't make the rules. It's in the handbook.
That's so not
it's
true.
It's in the handbook. We've all read it.
Mm-mm.
Well,
you have to quit
the
using
people.
The show as a pawn to try and get you your next date.
Hey, that's you. I don't bring that up. Y'all bring that up.
That's not me. I don't need a date. I'm just saying. All right, we're at the midway point. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back 90 minutes in the rear view, 90 still to go in the big show. So don't go anywhere. We've got plenty more to get to. If there's something you want to get off your mind and get off your chest, give us a call. 713-780-3776, HRP listener line, call, text, or you can hit us up on Twitter and we'll get you a part of the show real quick. Right now, I want to tell you about Texas Can Academies. I'm telling you right now, and I've been telling you for a long time, Texas Can Academies make a difference in the Houston area because they give kids a second chance at an education. It's you making the donation. It's the kids of Houston that benefit, and it's a great program. All you got to do if you got a vehicle laying around, whether it's working or not, it's in your backyard, it's in the field, it's in the storage area, and you've been or it was damaged during the hurricane, you need to get rid of it. You don't want to pay any more money for a towing charge. All you got to do is get in touch with Texas Can Academies. They do the rest. Call 713-225-4226 or you log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Let them know what you got. Let them know where you live. They're going to do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They do all the paperwork. You get a tax deduction. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. You also get a $50 gift card. That's where the process really begins because they'll take your donation and they'll turn it into resources for these kids trying to get their education. A lot of these kids, if they don't have these resources, are struggling, and it's hard to focus on the books, like eyeglasses, meal money, bus fare, book money, all the things that they can't afford. But because of your donations, they can now have these things and just focus on getting their education. It's a great program, and it all stays right here in the Houston area. So if you can donate or you're thinking about donating, give them a call and check them out. They can probably help you out, and you can help them. 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick is the disgruntled shooting guard looking for a way out of town as he has ticked off Barry for a second consecutive segment.
Nobody heard anything. Don't bring attention to it.
Oh, you have to.
No, you don't.
Are you kidding me?
No one heard anything.
No one heard the sirens.
No one's gonna
from
hear
the movie
any
Purple
Rain.
Song
not based a, on where you started.
I didn't hear
it.
Sirens. I heard silence.
You've screwed up my hour. Now I'm gonna lose because of you.
Not really.
I mean,
that song was pretty bad. That
Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
I'm
Look,
not really.
Everyone on the Twitterverse and the text line has agreed with me that if you ever want to have a chance at a white woman or a Latina woman, you need to learn how
Lauren
to two-step.
Pope. It was the one, Lauren white Pope, girl that listens to the show.
Right. She validated that. And then there were several Latino fellas saying, yeah, if you really want to get a Latina girl, learn how to two-step. They like that.
Well, that's false on both. Because I've been with a white girl and I've been with a Latina girl and I've never two-stepped.
You know, once, you don't get to get a good cross-section.
What does that mean?
You've been with one of each.
Okay. But yeah, I'm just saying, like, I don't see why that's a requirement. I just don't.
That's where they're at. Like, do you understand what, you've never done the Cotton Eye Joe, right?
No.
So you get a girl on your left, and you've got a girl on your right. Your arms are around both of them. Now, one of them's probably the wing chick, so she's a little portly. But then the other girl, her friend, is the hot one.
So right down your alley, Nick.
So the hot one is on your right, and then, you know, you're out there dancing. One thing leads to another. You accidentally touch one of them on the butt. Not saying that's like a Me Too moment. It's just an accident. But then you're like, hey, you want to grab a beer? I sure am hot and sweaty now from all this dancing with you two.
So that's how you pick up chicks two-stepping.
You grab some beer.
Huh?
That's how you pick up chicks two-stepping.
Yeah.
You accidentally grab their ass.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what you're saying.
I'm saying you brush against it on accident. It happens. They're going to do yours too. It's a mutual. It just happens. Your arm slips off. It accidentally falls.
And
it
so
happens.
Then you progress. If you get to the two-step part, now other things are touching. You're closer. Things are moving along at a pretty good rate. You're
Next
doing
thing
really
you know,
well.
George Strait comes on. It's the chair, and she wants to dance, and you're like, sure. And then you're all close. And
but does it have to be with like one hot chick and then a portly chick on the other
no,
side?
No, you don't. Well, you might have to dance with the wing chick first. Sometimes that does. You do have to.
That gets you entry.
Yeah. You ever pushed a blocking sled?
Oh, what?
You ever pushed one of the blocking sleds on the football field?
No.
It's kind of like when you lead in the two-step with a big girl.
Oh, no.
It's kind of like pushing a blocking
There's
sled.
There's no way I would
it's
do a, that.
It's kind well.
Look at me.
But you're.
But at the end of the day, it's like Barry said, but at the end of the day, if you get to the quarterback, then you've
the
done,
thing.
Then it's all worth it.
You got to push the blocking
what
sled.
What if she's like a tall, portly chick? Then it's really over.
Then she's dunking on your
no,
ass.
No, then you just better hope that you have enough stamina and leg strength to move her around.
I don't know if I got the but, I don't got but, the footwork for that, man. I don't know if I
would you rather go on a date,
it.
Nick?
It's all worth it to get to the hot chick. This is just the
Think
thing you
about
have to
this.
Do at a country
You're
bar.
At a wedding. The drinks are probably free. The food is free. So you're getting
How
hammered.
Bad could
you got
you be
a full belly.
Stepping?
You're not paying for anything like you would at the bars. And all you got to do is push the blocking sled a little bit, and you
here's,
might get to the quarterback.
Here's the thing. You asked how bad. You don't have to be good at it. Okay, you just have to show effort. That's all they really want. You don't have to be a great dancer. You just have to show effort. That's it.
Think
just show
this.
Some effort. But yeah, you've got to make some sacrifices.
Barry's right. Here's the thing. If you're bad at it, it's better for you because they're going to spend extra time teaching you.
That's a good point.
Getting closer to you.
You can be like, hey, I got two left feet. Maybe you could show me some tricks on how to be better at it. Sorry, my hand is so sweaty. I've never been this close to a pretty girl before. And then
I hate
she'll,
you.
And then she'll laugh at you and run you off. But don't say that. But yeah, you could say, hey, teach me how to dance. I'm bad at this. And then they'll show you. They'd love to show you.
Okay.
And then when you slow two-step to George Strait's the chair, you can press your junk on them. No, don't do that.
Choice is up to you, Nick. You could go to an Italian restaurant and try to grab something, or you could go to a wedding and it's all right there for you.
You should learn how to two-step. Eric wants to talk about country dancing. Oh, you know what? Yeah, let's do this. Well, we've already broken the break now. Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys. I just want to say that school is in session. Y'all guys are preaching the word. I want to say I'm 37 years old, and that has never failed me yet. I'm married to this day. That's how I got my wife. Everybody listen to what they're saying because they preach the truth. Preach on, brothers.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Call worth taking.
I'm trying to get Nick some sexy.
So wait a second. He didn't really say what he's like. He agrees with you is basically
what
he's saying.
He's saying what I'm telling you.
Because he didn't really say that
to teach you.
Precisely in the call.
No,
you
know? He did.
Go back and listen
he
to
said
it.
We're
we'll come back
the
after the break and we'll realize that if you reinvent the wedding singer or at least wedding crashers, you might have a future with a female.
What's my next song? I'm kind of worried.
Tim McGraw. Don't take the girl.
Start it right from the start.
This is a sad one. I threw this one in. See? If you could slow dance to this, this is perfect timing. If you could slow dance, Nick, if you could slow two-step right now, you'd have a girl, she'd be real close to you. You'd hold one hand up, she's going to hold it, the other hand's going to be on her hip. Maybe a saddlebag, depending on if she's the portly one. Boom. Sexy time.
Water balloons on display later.
What?
All part of the deal. We'll be right back. This is Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
His dad looked down and smiled.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We've laid the blueprint out for you, Nick Sciarra. It's up to you to finally execute it. But if you ever want to bust a move out of a wedding, you have to be able to cotton eye Joe and two-step to get there. It's a blueprint for success.
Yeah, I'm sure we're getting a lot of response on Twitter and on the text line, but I still don't believe that.
I'm just telling you, man.
It's not
from
required.
Experience.
It helps.
Let me ask you a question. Is what you've been doing lately, and we won't define what lately is, but is your blueprint been successful enough that you shouldn't even consider the blueprint we're talking about?
I knew you were going to go down that road. Bro, I've gotten more ass in 1 hour than you have in your life.
That's false.
Okay?
That's
so don't even go down that road.
Seat.
You're married with kids. Don't even talk to me about my ass level, okay, buddy?
But I'm just saying, this blueprint has a success rate. You're getting it from the listeners, the text messages. This is a way.
Okay.
Yo, Adrian said, don't knock the portly ones. I'm not. I'm just telling you the progress, the steps. If you're trying to get to, and Lauren Pope, by the way, just said,
I saw the Lauren Pope.
She said you can keep the drinks and the coffees and all that. Just buy me a drink and let's dance, and that works every day, day.
No, obviously dancing is going to help. I think for
right.
Sure. It's
salsa dancing works. We've discussed that already
For sure. Yep. Dancing in general, I think.
But two-stepping
down here, especially.
yeah. You got to learn, man.
Up north, you don't need it. Down here?
No, they don't. Do they?
No.
They don't two-step up?
No.
Why not? At all?
You really want the answer, and again, it'll incriminate my peoples, but that's okay. Because they polka.
That's true. Which?
At a wedding, they will polka dance.
Now, are you talking like weird tuba playing polka, or are you talking country polka?
I would say accordion before tuba is involved, but let me tell you this. Honestly, Nick, what polka dancing is like two-stepping on steroids. It's a little quicker, it's a little faster, but it's the same basic concept. If you can do one, you can do the other, and then you've got more to choose from, although I don't think you want to choose from up north.
I'll explore.
Letting you know.
I do have friends that could teach me two-stepping, I just don't have a big interest in doing so.
No?
No.
You'd just rather try to just pick them up with your charm?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
That's been known to work.
I mean, I'm just saying, I would still go dancing. It just doesn't have to be two-stepping is what I'm saying.
Well, I know you can dance because at the Gal Media party.
Yeah, that was.
Getting after it. You what?
Nothing. I was being professional.
You were getting that. Yeah. You were getting it. No, like I could tell you can dance. I just don't understand why you're in Texas and you won't. You're excluding a significant portion of women by not two-stepping. That's all the advice I'm trying to give you.
Hey, I'm open to advice. And I'm sure we're going to get a whole bunch
of
it.
That's all that was. But here's the thing.
Eric wants to respond.
You want some
to
more
you.
Advice? Don't ever go up north and go looking for women. You're fine where you're at.
Really? Is it that bad?
Yeah.
In Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Is it that bad?
In the wintertime.
You remember how I said that you've got the one girl on your left and she's portly, and then you got the other girl on the right and she's pretty? In Milwaukee, you've got the one girl on the left and she's portly, and then you got the other girl on the right and she's also portly.
Now, I don't know how Barry knows that, but.
And then there's all the other girls and they're all portly. It's the North.
I can tell you this.
They stay inside
and
eat all day.
You'll find a drinking partner
cold.
For life that could probably drink you under the
That's
table.
That's true, too.
Wow.
And there's a lot of calories in alcohol. I'm telling you. This is your final
I've already told you in the wintertime it's worse.
Look, everybody. Polka dancing is what set everybody off. Which, by the way, polka dancing down here still occurs, but it's more of a country version.
Please look at the third name on that list.
That's got to be OU, Mike.
But look at the spelling.
I know. Wedding songs?
No. Look at the spelling of the name.
Yeah, Cotton Eye Joe.
With an E.
Oh, I didn't even notice the cotton part either.
By the way,
I didn't either.
Trey
came to
me during the break when we announced the trade for Nick and wanted to know if he was the centerpiece of the trade to get Nick out and bring him in.
Yes,
easy, totally Sam is. Decker.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Trey Decker. You guys, you could dance doing a push-up, one-handed humping the floor. Girls are going to love you. Trust me, it happens to me all the time.
Terrible
when
idea.
I shake my ass.
Terrible.
Listen.
Idea.
Take my advice on the two-step. Also take my advice. Don't do a one-handed push-up on the dance floor. You look like an idiot. All right. Don't do that. Don't.
But you'd be a stud in the workout challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
all right.
True.
Cotton with an E, Cotton Eye Joe, I believe that says, wants to get in here. What's up?
Yeah, man, boys, it's Cotton Eye Joe. Now, I want to say, other than my song, the Macarena and the Cha-Cha fight get the white girls on the floor a lot, too, at the wedding. Now, Nick, you make sure that if you're doing the two-stepping, don't be the fella that spins the girl around too fast, because then you make her too dizzy. Now, if what you really want to do is just take her somewhere nice, like the Red House.
I love that they worked in the Red House. Yeah. Any call that works in the Red House like
what?
That, I like a lot.
What's great is our callers are spending some time thinking these things out when they call, and they're not just getting dumped. That's good.
That's so funny. He is right, though. Don't spin them too fast. It's true. Are we going out early this time? Are we trying to catch up?
I guess so.
Yeah.
You're like, this whatever.
This is a staple.
Yes, at a wedding.
Yes,
absolutely.
Without question.
Absolutely.
Has to be played.
Yes.
All right, Ben, Eric, we see you. We're going to get to you. Ben, especially.
I mean, do you guys want to take one more before we go to break?
No, we can go. Okay. Let's go.
Cool.
You just want to let this play for a while?
I was trying to find the good version that wasn't live, because there's a really good version that's not live.
I kind of like the live version, though.
Just go to Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Specifically picked it. You don't
see
like
how
the live
bring
version?
It full circle even when we don't remember? Jennifer Grey.
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off,
yeah,
and we're playing it.
Yeah, this isn't the one I sent you, is it?
Doesn't matter. I like the live version. You didn't even know.
Nick, you went from a prime candidate to be traded before the deadline to a complete buyout.
But people
after
get
the
point.
Cut.
The Beatles, Twisted Shout, they know the track.
You've
they
been
know
cut.
It.
You're cut.
I'm not
bring
even traded anymore.
Bring your playbook.
I'm
just leaving you in my office.
To the G League?
Bring yeah. No, not even the G League. You're out of a job. Bring your playbook. Hey, I want to see you in my
you're
office.
You're going to play with the Ball Brothers in Lithuania. Yeah. You're out. All right, we got two in the books, one to go, 1 hour left of the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com.